Welcome to This Woman Can, the Women's Leadership Podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Executive Coach, Leadership Development Expert and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Southern, Leadership Development Expert and Executive Coach. Now this week the episode is twofold, but all around one topic, and that is returning to work. We're seeing more and more organisations now trying to revert to a business unusual stance, but for people to come back to work and start getting life back to some semblance of normalcy. So this is twofold. I'm going to talk about how you as an individual can confidently return to work or face going back to work. And secondly, if you're in a leadership or lead people, what you can do as a leader to aid that transition. So let me start first of all with going back to work with you confidently, how you can actually boost your confidence to go back to work. Now, for a lot of you, it may be mixed emotions, but you're not sure about going back to work. One hand, you may be excited to see your colleagues and return to that sense of normalcy. But on the other hand, you may have a little anxiety and feel unsettled as to what life is going to be like going forward. And whether you're going back to work now or not for a few weeks, this feeling can actually cause anxiety, as I said. It's not just about the pandemic, but also about your capabilities. You've probably not been in your usual workplace or seen your colleagues for a while. And it's not surprising, therefore, that you may have some self-doubts about what you've achieved during those months, especially with all those memes that are floating around that I spoke about before, or feel unsure about returning to a fast-paced, stressful environment if that's where you worked before. So let me share with you a couple of ideas that will help you work on your confidence. The first thing is to make a list of your achievements. What are the things you're proud of achieving in the last few months or in your whole career? No matter how small or how easy you delivered them, they are achievements. Do not discount them. As I said, always celebrate your small wins. Push yourself to write down between 10 and 20 different accomplishments, then keep that list somewhere so you can easier access it when you're having a confidence wobble. For me, for instance, it's been setting up my garden. It's been converting a lot more of my work to online. It's doing more webinars. So those are little things, but it doesn't mean that, you know, I don't feel a little bit wobbly sometimes when I'm looking at what's going forward. This is really, you know, so don't have that wobble. Secondly, is to look at and say, have realistic expectations. Lots of my clients are telling me what they're going to do differently when they go back to work. They're going to ensure they stick to their work-life boundaries. They're going to be assertive with those in higher power. They're going to speak up more in meetings. They're not going to overthink or have that perfectionism that they usually have or worry about people judging them. But is it realistic? It's a great time, yes, it's a great time to put in place new behaviours, but don't set yourself up to fail with impossibly high expectations. I find that setting a general direction of change or intention to change is not only more manageable, but also kinder to yourself. Third is to be open-minded. Your colleagues may have a very different set of experiences of lockdown to you. It may have been very, I know I've been very happy lockdown, as happy as you can be, very comfortable, should I say. But for some, I know it's been a struggle. And so their ideas of which rules to follow may not match yours. It's important to be open-minded and not even judge. If it gives you a temporary I'm right, you're wrong purse. And if this experience has taught us anything, it's about compassion for ourselves and others. So just be kind. Four is imagine examples of when you felt really confident in the past. What were you doing? Why was your confidence so high? How did it feel? Think back, recall as many details of those emotions, the situation, the exact feeling it left you with, and now carry that feeling with you everywhere you go, and think of it as your inner your inner confidence coach, your inner confidence glow. When you return to work and feel nervous or uncomfortable, recall that inner feeling and you'll find your confidence returning. And five, enjoy reconnecting. Really enjoy that process. After a long period of that physical connection with others, you know, being back in the workplace may feel like a breath of fresh air, or you might feel a little uncomfortable. So rather than jumping straight back into the whirlwind of work, that vortex, take a few moments to be present, practice some mindfulness, and appreciate how important being connected is. I was speaking to one of my clients recently about the uncertainty she felt, and she described the way she felt like that she was a passenger in a car that kept changing direction, not knowing where it was going, like in them automatic cars. She had no control and just kept being thrown around. So to help her focus, we focused on what she could control. Remember, I always talk about, again, controlling the controllables and how to focus on that going forward. As a result, she's going back to work with a level of confidence. Now, if that's the kind of thing, work or more support you need going forward, book a chat with me via janicesutherland.com, or even join the thiswomancan.coach, join the network, so we can look at some plans to share to boost your self-belief so you're ready to return to work. So that was the first thing. That is about you as the individual returning to work. What I want to look at now is if you're in a leadership position and how you can now have that successful return back to work. As I said, we're all turning back to business as usual. And yes, you're dealing with your own confidence, but you're also faced with the many questions and complex issues that your team will bring to you. So regardless of whatever situation you're in, you need to have a strategy to successfully handle this process and going back to work for yourself and for your team. So the first thing I'd say is to be strategically fluid. And by that, things are moving so quickly, and we've seen that the strategy you had last week that you laid out, that you planned and you sweated over, may no longer be valid this week. So you need to approach your plans with a level of fluidity in your thinking and what you need to do. Next, you need to tap into your resiliency, your adaptability quotient. And you may think, wow, this is just hard work. But throughout your life, you've dealt with various degrees of adversity. You've faced challenges throughout your career, even your personal life, to get to where you are right now. And you have learned how to adapt. Now more than ever, is the time to tap into those skills to lead your team into the future. Because remember, you're more resilient than you think. Next is develop an empathetic mindset. It's challenging. It's a challenging time all round. But to improve your staff retention, morale and productivity, you must be empathetic and learn to consciously listen to the opinions of your team. Empathy does have its place in the workplace, and it's about you thoughtfully considering people's feelings along with other factors you have to consider when making those conscious decisions. Next, I want you to harness your inner MacGyver. Now, I love this. So when faced with challenges, I want you to adopt a creative mindset, one that really allows you to think outside the box. Those strategies you would never consider before, consider them. Remember, the focus here is on your core objective, what you set out to achieve. And when you identify a solution, doesn't matter how strange or weird or wonderful it is, don't be afraid to put it into action. It doesn't have to be pretty. Get rid of perfectionist tendencies, because all it has to do is deliver on your goals. Next, transparency. Transparency is key, because your team will have a lot of questions. And even if you don't have the answers, you can share some of your thought processes about where you think your business is going, what the challenges are, what's happening. Encourage your team to ask questions, to think of solutions, to garner their support. You really don't have to do this alone, and they would really welcome being part of the process. I want to talk about now communication, and communication is two ways and both ways. That old adage that you have two ears and one mouth goes a really, really long way. When it comes to communication, I want you to focus on what is being when it comes to communication, should I say, we normally focus on what is being said, but the gold realizing what is not said. And you have to be really cognizant of your listening skills. Listen to the unspoken, the unsaid. What is your team telling you by what they're not asking you? And to carry on with communication, you need to ensure that you're communicating at a level that your team understands. You understand exactly what your strategy is going to be or what's going to happen next because you've been working it for a couple of weeks in lockdown or whatever. But don't expect your team to be on board straight away without you clearly communicating what's expected of them, where they fit in, what the intended outcome is, how long is it going to be for, etc. You know, just share as much as you can and communicate with them clearly and transparently. Next, one of the things we're not very good at doing sometimes is embracing uncertainty. There's a lot of things happening that are out of your control but will impact you. The world is changing. The business you work for is operating differently. Your competition is doing something different. Your team and customers expect something different. But the one thing, the clear one thing that won't be different is that constant change. For you to be ahead of the curve, you can't fear that change. You've got to be adaptable and live with that uncertainty. Remember, I talked about strategic fluidity, and know that it'll play a huge part in what you're doing. You don't have any control over the rate of change, but you do have control over how you respond. Remember, your response is a controllable. And lastly, be unafraid, be really unafraid to explore what's coming next, because there is real opportunity out there. You just have to be unafraid to share it. So those are my tips for people returning back, for you guys returning back to work. Be it as a leader, as an individual, they all apply to you. I really hope everything goes well and you put some of those tips into play. If the thought of going back to work also has you thinking about getting your career plans back on track, then this is a great time to talk to me about the Purpose, Power and Presence program, Women's Leadership program, that will be launched, the next cohort, in October. It's a coaching program designed and led by me and specially developed to help women build their leadership capability and presence, develop strategic thinking, enhance professional influence and harness your skills set. And it's designed so you can test boundaries, hone your natural skill sets, while still being provided with structure and support in a collaborative process. Now, to get more information, head over to my website, www.janicesutherland.com, where look for Purpose, Power and Presence tab, and you can book some time to talk to me about how this will help you with your future career plans. It's a small group, there's only 12 spots, so you know, you need to head over there, you need to make sure you secure yours, and I really look forward to have you and joining you and supporting you on your leadership journey. Now, if you need more support, you need more guidance, you want more help, just head over to thiswomancan.coach and join the network. You're going to get the opportunity to ask lots of questions, to get lots of support, and it's free. You can join, it's free. And if I could ask one more thing from you, is for you to help me spread the word, the podcast. So rate, review, share the podcast from whatever podcast site you're using or listening to it. Leave a comment, let me know what you got from this. All that helps pushing up the ratings. So until next time, remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time.
Hi, it's Janice. Thanks for being a supporter of the podcast. But have you joined the This Woman Can community online? It's where ambitious women can share experiences, strategies, and insights that equip and inspire them to build their career success, maximize their leadership, and make an impact in their world. And it's free. Join today. Visit www.thiswomancan.coach. Look forward to meeting you there.